Jane Austen fans rejoice. Cincinnati Shakespeare Company is doing the third Jane Austen-based show in the past several years. This time they're bringing to the stage Emma. And joining me this evening is the director, making her directorial debut, I should mention, company member Kelly Mengel Cook. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Jane Austen, either love her or you're like, eh. But a lot of people love Jane Austen and love theater, and this is another one of those great combinations.
Yeah, it's one of the most popular Jane Austens for sure. I would say right up there with Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility. But it's lovely. It's a romantic comedy. It's a good way to come down from the deeper shows of January in the theater community.
And it's opening right after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of your post-Valentine's Day date night.
Yeah, exactly. And I know for Austen fans, there's a lot of that little snarky intrigue about society and whatnot. But for everyone else, it's a beautiful, not only romantic comedy, but it's a coming-of-age story following wonderful, delightful characters on a 2 hours or less kind of ride.
And this is written by the same gentleman who has written the previous productions you've done of Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility.
Right. John Jory is adapting this story for us.
You appeared in both of those performances.
Yeah.
Has this informed you as a director?
I think so. I think he's got a certain sense of how the story dances through the golden hits of the books because they're so long otherwise. And I love Jane Austen. I'm that college geek who took the read every piece of Austen, finished or unfinished, in college. So, yeah, I think this is in my wheelhouse, and I'm excited to work with my ensemble in a different form.
What is it about Jane Austen that fascinates you?
Well, I'm a romance nut, so, I mean, I get whisked away by that. I saw, what was it, the Pride and Prejudice with Jennifer Ely and Colin Firth when I was a kid. I also love British stories. I love the customs. I'm a sucker for all that stuff.
Now, you say you're looking forward to working with your company and getting them up on stage. Who else is going to be appearing in this show?
Jeremy Dubin, Corinne Mollenhoff's coming back, Caitlin McWethy, and we're bringing back Courtney Lucian, who moved to Chicago, but she's coming back to play Emma. So we're excited to have her back. And then outside of our company, we have some great collaborators. We're bringing in Brian C. Maring and Matt Holstege from ETC to do some designing, and Stormy McClellan is our costume designer who is in-house. And then the coolest part is, there is a vintage dance academy in town. Tamara Anderson, the artistic director, is coming down to choreograph for us. So it's bringing a lot of people together on a fun little project.
So it sounds like it's a very complete kind of representation of the period,
mm-hmm.
about both with story and also the major incidental pieces of
yeah.
dance and all like that. Were you looking to direct this show, or was this something that Brian Isaac Phillips came to you and said, you know?
He's been kindly pressuring me to delve into the directing world a little bit for the past few years. And this was one that I totally related to and knew, okay, if there's one that I can jump off with, Emma is definitely it. So this is my jumping into the water, seeing what happens, having a good time.
Jumping into the waters. You say that with a big smile on your face. You're looking forward to this. But of course, with any new venture, there are things that represent themselves to you as challenges. What are the challenges of directing that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to being a new eye for my castmates. Being an ensemble theater and all of us being around quite a while, I think there's going to be a vocabulary that I already know how to talk to them about. But I also take it as an opportunity to push them into places where I've never seen them go. It's also wearing a bigger hat and getting to have the creative calls on things when in the past, everyone politely holds their tongue when they have thoughts, or they don't sometimes, but getting to have that control of where we take our art this go round is quite exciting.
Where are you thinking you're taking this? What are some of your goals to accomplish with this production?
This was with Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility as well. The big goal is to cleanly move through this play in a way that sweeps you through the dramatic and the fun as elegantly as possible. So that's probably my biggest challenge as well as fun thing to do. I want people to be delighted. I want people to remember, oh yeah, I forgot about that in Emma. It's a lovely piece. And with the right actors and with the right designers, it takes care of itself. That's the biggest thing with directing is knowing where to put people where.
For those people who may not be familiar with Emma, mm-hmm. or for people who haven't read it in a while, nutshell synopsis.
A young woman, Emma, basically becomes the Yenta of her society, trying to make couples successfully and unsuccessfully at times. Her dear friend Harriet is probably the main central focus of her mismatching. She's on a quest to find romance for her, and in the end, is completely wrong and finds love herself. But I think what's cool about it is it's not just a girl matchmaking. It's about a girl growing up and learning some lessons the hard way by making mistakes, by being rude and being called out on it. It's a beautiful story of how Mr. Knightley, her romantic opposite, teaches her along the way. And I think that's a beautiful part of it. But you get swept up in so many characters on the peripherals and their romances or their role in Emma's life. It's just lovely. It's a little community of loveliness.
Oftentimes with Jane Austen and other period pieces, directors are challenged with the concept of the manners and etiquettes of the day and getting the actors to embrace them. Having done Austen before on stage as a performer, do you think it's going to be easier for you to communicate to actors who may not have done it yet?
Yeah, I think so. And I also think being a classical company, there is an amount of classical and decorum training that a lot of our actors fortunately already do have. But it's very easy to just say that's a bit too contemporary, bring it in a little bit. And I think everyone is willing to do that. The humility is there to grow and make ourselves nice and pretty.
Now, just a slight tangent. I know recently that there was a book published, sort of a pop culture take on some of Austen's work. It was Pride and Prejudice and Zombies,
Yes. Which
has actually been made into a movie. Ever think that might be something that might come to the stage?
Oh my God, that would be the best Halloween show ever. Brian, are you listening?
And of course, as you've mentioned, you are part of a company. A number of the company members have been performers and directors in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to get little words of wisdom, little pieces of advice from other company members who've been in your position?
I've gotten a lot of support. They're all my friends too. I think the biggest thing is knowing that doing something scary is good for you, and that's okay. Not always having the answer immediately is okay. And like I said, because we're all so collaborative, I trust my cast to share this process with me. I love all of my designers. I feel like I am in good hands. Yeah, I'm ready for this.
Well, best of luck on your directorial debut, Kelly.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, director of Cincinnati Shakespeare Company's production of Emma, running February 26th through March 26th. Thank you, Kelly Mengel Cook, for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
For more information on Emma, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.